Big social media firms commit to doing more to protect women online, but what's actually going to change? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood. This month, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Google all signed on to new commitments to address online abuse and women's safety on the web. The Economist did a study of violence against women online and found more than a third of women reported personal experiences with online violence. The tech companies say they will give users more control over who can interact with their posts and make it easier to report harassment and abuse. They'll also test out new tools, including one that would give users the chance to put the brakes on a video that unexpectedly goes viral. Emily Sharp is director of policy at the World Wide Web Foundation, which worked with the tech firms to come up with the 11 prototypes.
We recognize that each of these platforms, you know, they're different services, they have different infrastructure, they have different content moderation policies. The point is that they need to do better by women on their platforms.
And have you had any buy-in from any of these tech companies to say, yeah, we love this prototype, we're going to do that?
Actually, TikTok has said that they will start testing and implementing these prototypes as early as this year. So they have said they will be making progress over the next few months, which is terrific.
The other three companies didn't make specific pledges about when they would be testing the new tools. The solutions were developed around the needs of women who face harassment online, represented by five semi-fictional personas, like a character named Yvonne.
She is a Black female politician in the United Kingdom. She and her staff have received tremendous online abuse to the extent that it causes them to moderate their offline activity. So when we think about the types of prototypes that would be developed for her, we want to take into account her intersecting identities and the needs of someone who is a politician, whose entire job it is to be online, to be in public life, and who has staff that she's responsible for.
Facebook says one of the prototype tools, a way for users to track the status of their cases, is very similar to what it already does. And the company says it doesn't anticipate needing to make many new changes to the platform to meet its new commitments. Cindy Southworth is Facebook's global head of women's safety.
I'm looking forward to taking these prototypes and spending some time comparing what we already have in place and then seeing where the gaps are. And I think most of our gaps are going to be communications.
But some activists say the gaps are bigger than that. Nina Jankowicz is a global fellow at the Wilson Center and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Woman Online. She's also one of hundreds of scholars and activists who signed a letter organized by the Web Foundation urging the four tech companies to follow through on their pledges.
It's a lot of pretty words, but I think, you know, TikTok is pretty well equipped to enact these things. Twitter has been making a lot of steps in the right direction recently. Facebook has been receptive to these conversations, but again, I haven't seen a lot of material changes in how the infrastructure of their platform works. And, you know, Google, there's a ton of misogynistic abuse on YouTube. So I'd like to see a lot more support from Facebook and Google in particular.
Sharp, with the Web Foundation, says while none of the big tech companies are doing enough at the moment, getting them to focus on the issue is a victory in itself.
And so we expect that this will continue going forward. But again, we will be watching them, and many hundreds and thousands of women around the world will also be watching.
And so will we. And now for some related links. To get a sense of just how bad abuse is for women online, Amnesty International has a project called Troll Patrol, which used AI and volunteers to survey tweets sent to journalists and politicians, and found the subjects overall were sent problematic or abusive tweets roughly once every 30 seconds. It was even worse for women of color, and particularly Black women, who were 84% more likely than white women to be the subject of abusive or problematic tweets. We'll have links to that report and the one I mentioned from The Economist on our website, marketplacetech.org, plus some of our own coverage of the issue. Now, just before these new commitments were announced, Facebook rolled out its new Women's Safety Hub, which centralizes all its tools for preventing and reporting harassment in one place. Twitter told us it doesn't have a way for users to track reports of abuse all in one place, but it was working on a safe mode to automatically mute accounts that might be using insults so users won't have to see abusive content targeted at them. TikTok, like Twitter, said it has tools to nudge users who might be posting something offensive and asks them to reconsider. We've also got links to the full list of recommendations the Web Foundation developed and the prototype tools they worked up with the tech firms. And check out more details on those personas, the made-up women they used to come up with these solutions, like Paula in Brazil, who, in this fictional context, faced online bullying after a video of hers accidentally went viral. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.